Noel McAloon, Enniskillen BID coordinator.
You've called it there as I sort of call it, BID. What is BID, and what'll it mean for businesses in Fermanagh and Enniskillen?
In Enniskillen, a BID stands for a Business Improvement District. And it is an arrangement where businesses get together to decide what additional improvements that they want to make to their area, how they're going to manage and deliver those improvements, and what they're prepared to pay to make it happen. So essentially, it's businesses coming together in an area and saying, look, our town, our area is good, but let's make it better. And how can we do that? Well, we can collectively pool our resources and have a budget behind us to do and fulfil projects and make improvements in the area that will ultimately lead to us trading better and doing better in business.
So I'd read somewhere that it basically means that businesses will pay that little bit extra on top of their rates to, you know, make those things happen. Is that correct?
It's very important to make it clear that the levy is based on the rateable value, but it won't be paid on top of their rates. So it gets a little bit confusing when we mention rates. Now, it is based on the rateable value, so that's how people can work out what their levy will be. It's 1.5% of the rateable value of their property. But the money will be collected by the BID company. So there's going to be an Enniskillen Business Improvement District company that is run by the businesses in Enniskillen, and the money stays in Enniskillen. So it's quite important to note that for any business that might be thinking, you know, this is money that's going to be taken out of my business, and where will it go? It will stay in Enniskillen, okay? And it will be only used to fulfil projects and initiatives that are there to improve the trading in Enniskillen. So it doesn't go to a government department, it stays in Enniskillen, and it is utilised and managed and spent by the businesses in Enniskillen.
So, you know, it'll still represent value for money. Just to take for an example, I'm a layperson. I've probably just read about this. I was on your website earlier, and it says, if successful, it'll provide businesses within the fine zone, the opportunity to take control of some aspects of their trading and business environment, allowing them to benefit from a collaborative approach. What exactly does that mean, and what sort of difference will that mean to businesses in the area, and also to the public who maybe enjoy the businesses that are there? Just give us a sort of a real life example of what that sort of means.
Well, I think from a business point of view, what we can say is that if businesses collectively think that there's an issue in their area, having a BID in that area allows them to address that quickly. And also with having a budget, we're looking at collecting £230,000 annually. That will be the money that's collected from the levy from the 460 businesses. And that money has to be spent back in Enniskillen, but that money can be spent on initiatives where businesses come together and say, look, this is something that is directly affecting us here and now, and that we want to do it quickly. We don't have to go through lots of government departments or lots of different levels of approvals. It's something that businesses can identify. So, for example, if something was coming up and they wanted a really nice, vibrant marketing campaign to do, and there was an event maybe coming up, we would be able to say, look, us as a business improvement district have a budget, and let's do something that will benefit and bring more people into the town, create more footfall, and hopefully get people spending more money in Enniskillen, and then that has a benefit for all the businesses located here. Other things that could happen within Enniskillen are, you know, we're looking at a gift card for Enniskillen. Again, that's keeping money in and around the town, you know, sealing it into the town. Mystery shopping initiatives where people can find out, actually, how are my staff and how is my business trading? Other initiatives are going to be looking at social media, innovative types of marketing. And also, it has to present value for money. You're quite correct. It is going to present value for money for businesses. Bids in their meaning have to present value for money for businesses, so we have to give a return to businesses. So we will look at things like looking at the costs that businesses are incurring at the minute and saying, well, actually, can we come in and do a bit of an audit on your business, and let's see if we can save you money in terms of whether it's utilities or insurance or anything like that, maybe trade waste, initiatives like that, where we can actually take the bull by the horns and actually do it. So that would be quite important.
So the picture I'm building up in is that we're all going to put our own money in this wee pot, and then we're all going to put together a sort of committee that will manage the pot, and what it'll mean for Enniskillen will be our profits might go up, the standards of our workforce might go up, and the whole place as a whole becomes a more marketable place altogether.
Most definitely, most definitely. And also, it's very important to note as well that bid company, I suppose, will create, you know, with it being a collective, it gives them businesses in the area a little bit more power. And then we can work alongside our statutory bodies, work alongside our local council. Our local council hopefully will be implementing a public realm scheme over the next 3 to 5 years, so we can have a say, an input into that, a positive input into that, and we can actually say, well, look, this is how we envisage Enniskillen and the public areas looking, and let's sit down and have proper conversations, and, you know, is there something that we can bring ideas to and enhance even more? And yes, you're quite correct, making it the best town that it possibly can be. But also there's going to be a key element within Enniskillen bid that leaves it a little bit unique in terms of business mentoring. So what we're saying to each and every individual business that's located in Enniskillen is that you'll have access to a mentor that has a bit of experience in terms of retail or whatever sector that you're trading in, and in terms of business growth and looking at the profitability of your business and looking at your turnover and your cash flow and saying, look, this is something that you may have done for years, and that's something that has kind of been a sticking point in your business. Well, we can get someone in with a fresh set of eyes to say, look, actually, I'm here to help you, and I'm here to make your business, you know, the best that it can be. So that one-to-one intervention could be very, very positive.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds to me like it sounds like, you know, the collaborative approach could, you know, all, you know, if everybody unites, they can lock the individual goodness that's in each business.
Exactly.
I mean, that sounds like a very unique way of going about it.
I think in life, if you come together collectively, you know, whenever you work in partnership with other people, you have more power, you have more motivation, and there's more positivity in general. And I think that's just where we are at the minute. And I think that's what businesses are saying, that it's also going to be a challenge. Like, getting lots and lots of people to work together is never an easy thing. But what we're saying is that if you have a core group such as the bid company saying, look, we have this pot of money, we have a plan. The business plan, as you said, can be downloaded from the website, enniskillenbid.co.uk. That sets out what the next 5 years the projects could look like. And I have to say, everybody is saying, look, this is positive. And I think that's the key. It's a positive thing that Enniskillen is attempting to do. So it's coming together collectively to make improvements and to be more positive about the area.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. So there is going to be a vote on all of this. There's a process that's already in train. I suppose I've come in at probably one of the more crucial junctures.
Mm-hmm.
I say my timing's usually impeccable, but this demonstrates it again. So how far are we on with that process, and what happens next with businesses? Do they have a wee look at the plan that's on offer and then vote on it?
Yep.
And the other thing I was going to ask you is, how many businesses have you got on board, and how positive are you of getting this really positive project over the line, I suppose?
I am eternally optimistic in all aspects of life, but particularly when it comes to bid. No, I'm actually encountering a huge level of positivity. I'm encountering people who are saying, look, this is going to be a challenge, but I think it is worth a go. I think this is worth the risk. I think there's much, much more positivity about bid, and I think people are definitely getting behind it. There are the process, Paul, actually, is that everybody should have received their ballot papers in the post. So they would have received them, and they would have them now 1 week. So people have voted already. We have notification from our external ballot administrators that 11% have voted already in Enniskillen. That was just last week. So the ballot papers come in a white envelope that have the bid logo, and the ballot paper itself is yellow, and you will hit yeah, or you will tick yes or no, but please tick yes, and you send it back in a brown envelope. It's an addressed envelope, and that goes to the ballot company, which is based in London, and they have managed a number of other bids and have managed all the bids in Northern Ireland so far. They must get that ballot paper back to London for the 13th of October. And what I would say to people is, if you haven't received your ballot, please do contact me, because we'll have to arrange getting replacement ballot papers for you. But again, if anybody has any questions, they can contact me on advice@enniskillenbid.co.uk or give me a ring. All my contact details are on the website.